Hi, good morning. And Music on the Hill is coming up on Sunday, June 23rd at 6:30 p.m. The praise team, the faithful men, and a special presentation by Teen Challenge Choir will be here that evening at 6:30. Light refreshments will be served. Come on out and join us.
In addition to Music on the Hill, the music and worship team has several other announcements this morning. The first is that with the choirs off for the summer months, we're looking for individuals, small groups, or groups of family members who would like to provide special music on Sunday morning. If this is something you feel called to do, please contact any member of the music and worship team or look for the sign-up sheet outside the church office. The other announcement we have is that you may have noticed some bigger cameras and additional technology in the back of the church. The church has decided to expand its Facebook Live ministry. Many of you have found that watching on Facebook Live when you can't be in attendance here at the church, or watching later in the week, is something you find very beneficial. Well, like any other ministry, this ministry will need some volunteers to help. If this is something you feel called to do, or if you just have some interest in it, you can contact myself, Glenn Regal, or Todd Redman, and we'll be happy to see if there's some place that we can put you to work.
Kids, get ready for an adventure in the wild with elephants, egrets, polar bears, penguins, cockatoos, and crocodiles. As you seek out exotic animals, you'll also find snapshots of real-life encounters with Jesus in the Scripture. Join us for Vacation Bible School 2019 at Little Sitara Church of the Brethren, July 15th through the 19th, from 8:30 until 11 a.m. Visit www.littlesitara.org for the link to register online in advance, or bring a completed registration form on the first day your child attends. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. I don't know what to say. I was thinking today is the weirdest day that we've ever had here, but maybe we've had weirder. We all showed up at 9 o'clock in the morning for worship. Is that not weird? Anyway, I'm pretty comfortable with weird. I don't know if you all are or not, but I'm good with weird. Are there any other announcements that anybody has to mention? I don't see any. This is an exciting day. There's going to be a few things. We're going to have you read the scripture. It's really long, but you can handle it, I'm sure. But gear up for that. So when we get there, that's going to be a unison reading. And we're also going to do the call to worship together. But I want to, again, welcome everyone. And think about this as we go through the summer. If you're enjoying one service, we may do it again sometime, future summers. I don't know if it'll be a normal habit or not, but well, let us know how you're feeling about it. I don't have any list of names beside my face here, but you could contact Pam. She's our moderator, or Pastor Matt, or anybody. Just let us know. Let us know what you think. And we welcome our visitors. I see a group of men here. I'm guessing Teen Challenge? Yay. All right. We're going to look forward to hearing you guys sing on the Night of Music as well. You were in our commercial. Was that pretty awesome? All right, I think if we're ready for the call to worship, let's read this in unison. Okay, there's a hymn. Stand, please. Our call to worship is in our bulletins, and it's not on the screen, but have your bulletin handy, and let's begin. Lord, we come to honor you, our Heavenly Father. Bless our fathers here today. And may our worship be honoring to you. Hymn number 154.
Thank you. That's an amazing fact to resolve in our minds as we gather this morning, that this is my Father's world. When you consider those words, it changes everything. It creates this beautiful path upon which we can walk, knowing that the Lord, our Father in heaven, is in control. So no matter what you're dealing with this morning, no matter what you're facing, you can rest assured that God, our Father, is here with us. So take that moment in your life right now and resolve that fact. Lay everything at the foot of the cross, knowing he sent his only son, that whatever you're going through right now is already taken care of. You're forgiven. You can move past what you've done, those sins that you faced, and you can be free. And so this morning, let's identify once and for all that this is our Father's world. We do have a microphone coming around. If anyone has any joys or concerns they'd like to share with their church family, as always, we encourage you to keep your bulletin near you as you pray each day and keep these individuals and family members in your prayers as well. And I do want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day, and we will take pause during our prayer time to remember those fathers that have passed on before us as well.
I also would like to say happy Father's Day, and I would like to ask for prayer for June Knapp and her family, as she's on hospice and she's not doing too well right now. And welcome to Teen Challenge.
Amen.
I know I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, but this is the week you really need to pray. His hearing is on Wednesday. So please keep him in prayer and keep us in prayer. Hopefully we don't run into too many storms today because we want to go up to visit him.
And those would be prayers for Curtis Warner. Yes.
Prayer request for James Mitchell. You'll have to bear with me. James graduated with Savannah. He's 23 years old, and it's entirely likely that he has multiple myeloma, which is what Carl had. And his family is pretty devastated right now. There's no cure for MMM, and it can be treated for a long time, and hopefully in James's life they will find a cure. But at 23, it hits pretty close to home.
Hey, for the committee from yesterday's, what I call Community Day here at church, I'd like to thank everybody who participated. And it was a joy to see so many people from the community come and enjoy the day with us. So thanks a lot.
Just an update on Daniel Bryant, and just continued prayers for Daniel and the family. I guess he's had some test results, indications are, I guess, sort of promising, but lots of prayers yet. One prayer request from the family is his appointment for this week has been postponed, so just a quick turnaround and getting an appointment with the doctors. Thanks.
I like prayers for my granddaughter Margot, who is in Hershey Medical Center with a bacterial infection.
Would you pray with me? Lord, we are consumed by your presence in this very hour. We know that it is here where we gather as fellow believers that we know your presence is even more powerful. For you tell us in your word, where two or more are gathered, you are there. And so we are praising you this morning, Lord. We're worshiping you this morning, for you are the one true God worthy of our praise. But Lord, we confess as we traverse through this life, we encounter things that confuse us. We encounter things that cause us to question, to make us wonder. But Lord, we can be assured that you are always with us. We can be assured that you never leave us. And so, Father, whatever it is upon our hearts, upon our minds, in this very moment, Lord, you are very much aware of it. And you are already dealing with it in your time. But, Father, we know that your time and our time are often quite different. So we do pray for many individuals this morning. You've heard their names. You know that special healing touch that they long for. And we do see you, Lord, as the master physician. We know that it is through you that miracles can happen. And Lord, we believe that your healing touch can be upon Daniel this morning. That it can be upon James this morning. It can be upon June. It can be upon every individual that's listed in our prayer concerns. But Lord, even if that healing is not imparted, we trust you. We believe in your plan, for we know that your plans are perfect. And often, Lord, we confess we try to be in control of what's happening before us. But Lord, we want to lose that control and surrender it to you, realizing that your hands, this being our Father's world, is the best place to allow these situations to be. So Lord, continue to journey with us, to walk with us through the pain, to walk with us through the suffering. But most of all, Lord, in the midst of all that we're encountering, we pray that we would sense your presence in a very real way. Now, Lord, we pause. We remember our fathers today. And for many of us, fathers have had a terrific impact. But there may be some here this morning that fathers didn't quite have that kind of impact. And perhaps it was even negative. But Lord, we pause to remember our fathers and to thank you for them and for the change that they have allowed in our lives as they did all they could to lead us and to guide us in this life. Lord, we know that special touch our fathers have had in our lives, and those that have passed on before us, we know the qualities, the characteristics, the values that they each carried with them through their lives. And we know, Lord, the best thing that we can do is continue that legacy and to live it through us. And so this morning, Lord, we just thank you for fathers. We thank you for you, our Heavenly Father. And we just pray, Lord, that we would continue to honor you. We pray that our lives would be pleasing to you and our worship would be worthy of you. And we pray these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
the second last line of that of the hymn we just sang said about High King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. That is a very fitting thing for what I have to share with you for an offertory thought. I have two scripture verses to go. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in the season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations but will borrow from none. And then Malachi has some similar words in chapter 3, verse 10. We've shared this one a number of times, but I really love it. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Our God is a generous God, and it is wonderful to be his child. Let's pray. God, our Father, you have given your greatest gift to us, your Son, Jesus, so that we may have eternal life with you. Jesus, our Savior, you poured out your life for us. Please accept our gifts as we pour them out for you in joyous worship of you. All glory and honor we bring to you. Amen.
I'd like to invite all the children to come up front. I've got some fun stuff today. Anybody else out there that wants to come have fun with me? He's coming. All right. Anybody else out there under the age of 15? All right, guys, you're going to have to be able to get into my bag here, so come on closer. Hi.
What shirt are you got?
Come on up. All right, do you guys know what today is? Who we're
Father's
celebrating?
Day.
Yeah, Father's Day. So what did you guys do for Dad?
Well, I pretty much made him a bag of his favorite food.
Oh, his favorite food? That's awesome. I know dads love food.
Yeah, especially my dad.
What did you do, Lucas? Did you do anything special for Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you do?
I colored a picture.
You colored him a picture? That's awesome. Did you do anything special for Dad?
I got
Oh, that's so sweet. So you guys have done a lot of things for Dad, and we have one more dad that we tend to forget on Father's Day. Yep, we have God. So in my bag here, I have a bunch of presents for God, and we're gonna open them up and see what's inside, okay? So go ahead and take one. I've got a bunch, so we can open a couple. All right, what's in your box? Can I read it? All right. So this one says, show love to others. Spread God's word. What else can we do for God for Father's Day? Have faith.
That's actually my friend's name is actually Faith.
Is she Faith?
Spread kindness.
No, she is
spread
not.
Kindness.
I don't think she knows that her name is a symbol of God, but she acts nothing like Faith.
Can I see that one? What does it say? What did you get?
Frame it and then a peace sign.
Promote peace.
I didn't know what that meant first.
What does yours say? Can I read it? Thank you. Show self-control. What do you have? Can you read it really loud? You got it. What does it say?
God's joy.
Yup. Awesome. Listen to your parents. All right. I think this is the last one here. Can I have your paper?
Tell the truth.
Thank you. Tell the truth. All right.
Where'd you get this ring box?
And what about this one? Wonder if anybody want to read that one?
Heaven parent.
Have patience. Yeah. So all of these things, since we can't give God his favorite food or a mug with candy in it or a nice card, even though those are great Father's Day gifts, we can give God all these things. We can love each other and show fruits of the Spirit, and we can abide by the Ten Commandments. So that's what we give God on Father's Day. All right. Just go ahead and put my boxes back in there, and then we're going to pray. Oops, sorry. You got one? There we go. All right. So bow your heads with me. God, on this day, we ask you to bless all of our dads out there, but we ask that you not forget the best dad of all, and that's you who gave your son, Jesus Christ, so that we may have everlasting life. Help us to do all these things that we talked about today, to spread your word and show love and have patience and self-control, and that we may do all of these things to honor you and bless you. Amen. All right. Thanks, guys.
Counting on you. There we go. All right, this is it. Man, the scripture is not a real long one. I was teasing, as you know. Matt, thank you for picking it. It has a lot of good meaning. So let's read together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life.
It goes without saying this morning, fathers have meaning. Fathers have purpose. They have reason for their existence. Our experiences with fathers shape who we are, define where we'll go, and determine the follower of Christ we will be. To say fathers have influence, to say they have impact, is the greatest understatement of all time. So whether you're a dad or whether you're a man here today, God is calling you out to be a spiritual leader. God is calling you to live in His image, to follow in His footsteps, to lead your household, your family, those who look to you in any such way, as a coach, a teacher, or someone in the crowd. Your lives are telling a story. They're demonstrating your values. They're speaking something into the lives of others. So don't look back except to learn. Look ahead to the man you can become. A man after God, chasing his very heart to sacrificially love others. There's a story about a boy who asked his dad, "Dad, are flies good to eat?" The father was rather disturbed and said, "Son, let's not talk about this at the dinner table." So the dinner concludes and the father inquires, "Now, son, what was it you wanted to ask me?" "Oh, nothing," said the boy. "You just had a fly in your soup, but it's gone now." Another story is told of a child being asked what his father does for a living. The young lad joyfully exclaimed, "My dad is a magician. He performs tricks and he even saws people in half." The man continued the conversation and asked the young boy, "Do you have any brothers or sisters?" And the boy said, "Yup, I sure do. 4 half sisters and 1 half brother." And then there's this final story being told about a boy bragging about how amazing he is. He says to another boy, "I'm so amazing because I have a lot of my dad's genes." And the other boy looked at him and said, yeah, well, I bet they don't even fit." Now there is an interesting question for us this morning. Do we carry around our father's genes? Now I'm not talking about 3630 Levi's, but the sacrificial loving qualities of our heavenly Father. A Father who we have heard in our scripture from John 3:16 that sent His only Son that those who believe in Him might have eternal life. The question for all of us this morning is, what kind of sacrifices are we making in our lives to show others their value? To demonstrate, in fact, that we are second and God is first. Over the years, we start to realize the view we have of our earthly father can carry over to the view we have of our heavenly Father. And here's what I mean. If we're used to that scolding voice, to that heavy hand, to constantly being looked down upon, it's what we expect from God. It's like the man who always told by his father, you're never going to amount to anything. All you ever do is procrastinate. And the son just looks at his dad and he says, oh yeah? Oh yeah, well just you wait. Did you get it? Okay. Or you may have had a father who was permissible. There was no such thing as discipline. Allowed you to get away with anything. And the view of God may be that you can do what you want, when you want, where you want, and it doesn't matter as long as I'm doing me. You see, friends, there's qualities that carry over to our children no matter what their age is. So in Scripture, we'll see many names used to describe God. Now, all these names have meaning, but I feel none is more personal than Abba. Abba, Father, it's how he relates to people. The word Abba is an Aramaic word that means father. So it's common to hear Abba, Father, expressing his affection, his confidence, his trust. Abba shows us this close, intimate relationship of a father and his child, and a childlike trust unlike any other. We see it all the time, the child that's reaching for daddy, trusting in his every word. Like the daughter who says, Dad, I'm really, really cold. And Dad, being as caring as he is, says, just go stand in a corner. It's 90 degrees. This word, Abba, is always followed by Father in Scripture. We see it in Mark 14:36. Jesus addresses his father as Abba, Father, in his prayer in Gethsemane. In Romans 8:15, Abba, Father is mentioned in relation to the Spirit's work of adoption that makes us God's children and heirs with Christ. In Galatians 4:6, again, in the context of adoption, the Spirit in our hearts cries out, Abba, Father. So as we've learned these terms together, Abba and Father emphasize twofold the fatherhood of God. But there's something we must clarify this morning. Many claim that all people are children of God. But the Bible actually reveals quite a different truth for us this morning. J.I. Packer, in his book, Knowing God, says it like this. We are all his creations, and under his authority and lordship, and all will be judged by him. But the right to be a child of God and call him Abba, Father, is something only born-again Christians have. John 1:12-13, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. You see, when we are born again, we are adopted into the family of God. We are redeemed from the curse of sin, and we are made heirs of God. So, friends, part of that new relationship is that God now deals with us differently as part of his family. It's truly life-changing for us to understand what it means to be able to call the one true God our Father, and what it means to be joint heirs with Christ. friends were no longer enemies. Instead, we can approach God with boldness and in full assurance of faith. While we enjoy our earthly father, and we have many fond memories, being a child of God is beyond any honor. So don't lose sight of the fact that as he sent his only son, we can know forgiveness. And no longer do we have to run from God and hide like Adam and Eve. Friends, our God has reached out so that we can reach him. So we can know what hope looks like, what security feels like, and have every motivation to live a life worthy of our calling. The question begged to be asked is, how are we doing? How are we doing? I'll be the first to admit I fail in many departments as a father, including patience, endurance, listening, and being fully present when I'm with my kids. It's perhaps like that boy at the zoo that's with his father, and they're looking at the tigers, and his father is telling him how ferocious these tigers can be. And the boy says, "Daddy, if the tiger gets out and eats you?" "Yes, son," the father asks, ready to comfort him. "Which bus do I take home?" You see, the reality is, it's not always a bed of roses when it comes to parenting. We get it right, we get it wrong, but we don't stop trying. And we never stop trusting our Abba Father to lead us. We simply realize being a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords calls us to a higher standard, to a different way of life. And in the future, an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, or never fade. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, what were those first two words he began with? "Our Father. Our Father." Friends, there is more truth in those two words than we'll ever begin to understand. The holy and righteous God who created and sustains all things, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present, not only allows us, but encourages us to call him Father. Today, more than any other day, let us realize what a privilege is ours. What amazing grace that God would love us so that Jesus would sacrifice himself for us. And it doesn't stop there. And that the Holy Spirit would indwell us and prompt that intimate cry of Abba, Father. Friends, there is no greater love. So I invite you this morning to bow your heads with me. There are many men in the room here this morning, and I invite you to please stand. And those that are gathered around these men, whether they're fathers, whether they're just simply gathered here today as a man, I invite those around them to just reach out their hands towards them. Men never really were good at listening. Please rise, men. I'm only speaking of myself. Okay. You have heard your calling. You know your challenge before you, men. To be set apart, to be led by your heavenly Father. And many of you standing now have done well. But perhaps some of you standing here this morning have made mistakes. And so we're confessing that to our heavenly Father this morning. But more than anything, we're allowing those around you to reach out in love. Because we're a family. And as family, we support one another. So with our eyes closed and our hands reached out, Father, we call these men out for you. You have called them to a greater purpose. More than anything they can be themselves. A calling that is set by the standards in which you have given us. A sacrificial way of living. So, Lord, I pray for these men, and as many outstretched arms are reaching toward them, we all pray together that you would use them. You would use them to lead their households, to lead others, to share who they are in you with the world. We thank you for these men, for these fathers. And we know the mistakes that we have made, and we place them aside. And we want to be new. We want to be transformed. We want to be made complete and full in your image alone. So thank you, Father, for these men. Bless them. Allow them to know you fully and to go forth in this world loving and serving others in your name. Amen and amen. Our closing hymn is indeed entitled Such Words. Here I am, Lord. And when we pray those words throughout the day, here I am, there's power and meaning in those words because we're saying to the Lord, we want him to use us. And there's no greater honor in this world to be used of God, to make an impact in the lives of others. Would you rise, if you're able, for our closing hymn?
Thank you.
As we depart this day, may we indeed allow our Heavenly Father to lead us, to guide us, to direct our every step. And in doing so, may we remain surrendered and submitted to His pleasing will for each of us. May it be so, in the name of Jesus.